You're in the middle of Mishnayos Chala, Perek Sheni. First Mishnah says, Peiros Chutzalorets Shenichnasulorets. Let's say you're taking the five from the five grains, you're taking some wheat that was grown in Chutzalorets, and you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, and you make a dough there. So the locher is Chayovim Mechala. You should know you have a chiyuv on this dough to take off Chala. Since the Gilgul Issa, you mixed up the dough, the flour, and the water in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's chayiv and chala. Like the pasuk says, "Bevayachem elorot asherani mevi eschem shoma," and we darshin shema shoma atem chayovim bechala bein betfuas oritz bein betfuas kutzlers. That's Yerushalmi. So therefore, even wheat that grown here in America, if you bring it to Eretz Yisrael and you make a dough there, there's a chayiv midirayz to take off chala. What about yotzo mikan lishom? Let's say we take wheat that was grown in Eretz Yisrael and we bring it here to America, and we make it into dough here. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says also it's chayiv midiraisa in challah. Since this wheat was grown in Eretz Yisrael, it's called milechem oritz. However, Rabbi Akiva poter. Rabbi Akiva says no, it's poter. Since lemaisa the gilgul, we go after the zman ha-gilgul when you're mixing the flour and dough, the flour and water together to make it into a dough. So since you made it here in America, therefore it's poter. And the loch is Rabbi Akiva. That midrash in such a case with potter, it's only chayiv midrabbanan. Mishnah base. Afa chutzalorets shebo basvina. You have, let's say, dirt of chutzalorets, American soil. Afa chutzalorets shebo basvina lorets. That you put the soil in a ship, and now the ship is going into Eretz Yisrael. It's in Eretz Yisrael. And you start to plant something now here in Eretz Yisrael on this ship. So locher is chayiv b'maisrois u'bashvius. What grows is considered like growing in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the whatever fruits or vegetables that grow, it has a chayiv to take off trumas and maisrois. And the word then, if it grows on shvius, it has kedusha shvius on it, since it's giving its nourishment from the offer of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it has these kedusha. Omer Rabbi Yudi says, Amosai, when do I say this though? When do I say that the tefuah growing in this ship is chayiv and trumas and maisrois? Bizman shasvina gosheshes. Only when the ship is in shallow water that the bottom of the ship is touching the ground. Since it's touching the ground, therefore we consider the dirt, the soil in the ship, as if it's mechubar, it's attached to the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's mechayiv and trumas amaisrus. So Pasha, we say that Rabbi Yudah now is not coming to argue on the Tanakhama, but rather he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. Now, let's say you have dough, you have these different five type of flowers, that's mechuyiv and challah, but you do not make the dough from water, but rather instead you put inside it meperis. You put inside it apple juice or orange juice, the juice that came out of fruits. So the Mishnah says chayev es bechallah. Still you should know it's chayiv and challah. V'necheles biyodayim azoybos. However, since there was not water in this flour, so the flour was not hukshel akabel tumah. Therefore, you don't have to worry about touching this dough with hands. That is tumah. Even though your hands are tumah, still you're allowed to touch this dough. Since it was only made with mei peris is not machshel akabel tumah. Therefore, the dough cannot be makabel tumah. But we're talking about now not wine and shemen. Because wine and shemen, even though it's really a type of a mei peris, but this is considered one of the sheva mashkas. Seven mashkim. The seven mashkim are mayim and dew, wine and oil, honey and milk and blood. So therefore, when it says may peris as nechelas b'dayim zovos, means other type of may peris. Like I said, either apple juice or orange juice. Now, Allah, it's a shalot. We pass on this mishnah now, because here it's a star mishnah that says may peris is chayiv b'chalo. However, Nishalmi Tzimashma, this only goes according to one man, the Yama, and Halacha we do not hold like this. Halacha we only hold only dough that was made from the Sheva Hamashkim. They're from water, like we other said, the other things, that's considered dough to be Mechayiv and Challah. But if you only make it out of May Peiros, or like eggs, then you'll be Potter from Challah. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha Yosheves V'Koitza Challah Saruma. A lady, when she takes off Challah, we know the locher is supposed to make a brocha. Now the question is, when you're orum, when you're not dressed, you're not allowed to make a brocha. However, a lady, when she is sitting down, even though she's undressed, she could cover her mokum erva by sitting. So therefore she's allowed to make a bracha. Mefnei she yecholah lachaseis atzma. She can cover herself just by sitting. Al v'loyu ish. But when a man sits down, since his beitzim or the eva is still seen, therefore it's not called kisei erva, therefore it's also for him to make a bracha. So therefore he should not take off challah then, because he can't make the bracha. Now the Mishnah says, Mi shein yochel la'asayis isosi b'torah. Let's say a person that's tamei, the man himself is tamei, and if he knows if he makes his isin, now if he makes dough, sees him to be metamarit, by touching it he's going to make it tamei. And therefore when you take off challah, the challah also would be tamei. And then you have to burn the challah, you can't give it to a kohen. So what should such a person do? So it's a machlokes. So the Tanakhama says, Ya'aseh nokabim. Let him make each dough with a small amount. In other words, less than the shear to take off challah. V'yal ya'aseh nebetumah. Even though you're going to work now with, let's say, 5 pounds of flour, but do not make one big dough of 5 pounds that you'll have to take off challah, and then it'll be betumah that you just have to burn it. Rather than doing that, the Tanakhama holds, you should make small doughs, each one only 1 pound worth of flour. Therefore, each dough by itself is potum and a challah, so then you won't have to take off any challah, you won't have challah to meyer. However, Rabbi Kiva says, no, ya'asenu betumah. You're better off making it, taking off challah, make the one big dough here, even though you're going to be metame the challah, and you'll have to burn this challah. But do not make it in small amounts that you put them in a challah. And Rabbi Kiva explains himself. Just like you call the name of challah on challah Torah, if the dough is tahor, kachu kareila tameya. The same thing the halacha is, you have to be kareya even though the dough is tamei. In other words, you have to call it challah. In other words, it is challah shem challah on it. Lezoi kara challah b'shem. Lezoi kara challah b'shem. With both of them, you have to have a shame. Some say you have to make a brocha, or you have to be kareya shame on it. You have to call it challah. Avol kabin, but if you're only going to make your dough in small amounts, ain lehem chelik b'shem. There's no chelik of Hashem. There's no chelik of a challah at all. So if Rabbi Kiva says it's kedai to do this mitzvah of a freshes challah, even though it means the challah will be tamei. But l'alocha, we don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. L'alocha, we hold like the Tanakama, that in such a case that the challah would only be tamei, it's better not to make the challah. Then Mishnah Dalet says like this: Ho'isa isosoy kabin. If somebody makes his dough small amounts, again kav, each one is only a pound, so each dough by itself is potter from challah. Now v'nogul zeh, but you have, let's say, these 5 doughs and they touch one another, so the locher is p'turim min challah. Still the potum in a challah, it's not cold, it's like one piece, ad sheyishoichu, until they touch one another and they become so close that, like now when you pull them apart, a piece comes off one from the other. So we look there as if it was bitten into there. That's the lashon of ad sheyishoichu. If they're attached so much, the 2 doughs, that now when you pull them apart, you can realize it, and then it's when it's attached, it's considered like one, it's called mechuber, and therefore if now together you have a shear of challah, you have to take off challah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer af horoide v'noisen lasal. The letter says even though you take off small pieces of small challahs, each one is only a pound, but if you put them into one basket, it's hasal mitzor from the challah. In the basket now it's mechayiv, it's in starfit, that now there comes a chiv challah. So it's possible that each dough by itself was a small dough, it was only a pound, it was less than the shear of challah, and you baked it, and now the final product, the final challahs, you put them all together in one big basket. Now in the basket, if you have a shear of challah, so you have a chiv to take off challah. Even though b'shas gilgul you did not have the chiv challah, the chiv challah could be chal now, b'shas is in the sal. And that's the loch. The loch is like Rebbe Leza. If at home, let's say, you make a few challahs, even though each challah by itself is not a shear to take off challah, but if after you bake them, you put them together in one basket, and they're inside the basket, there's nothing sticking up on top, or some people even say, if you just take a cloth and spread it over all of them, that's mitzvah for them, that then you should take off challah. And that's a loch. Whenever you could take off challah, there is a mitzvah to take off challah. Really, lemaisa b'zman hazel, of course, not like we spoke before, that even though b'zman hazel we're all tamei, we're metame the dough, still the Maisa is a chiyuv to take off challah. And there is such an inyan that if possible to try and make the dough, if you're making challahs, if the wife makes the challah, she should try and use a shear of challah, but dafka to take off challah. And if possible to use 5 pounds worth to take off with a bracha, if not to make even 3 pounds, would you take off without a bracha? Who din halacha is brought down if you only make the dough with may peiros? So the ma'isa there is a chiyuv to take off challah. You know, we spoke about before from Yishalmi's mashma, we don't pass like that mishnah, but I call upon him to machlokes. So therefore, the ma'isa the halacha is that if you have a dough that's just made with eggs or with may peiros, let's say like egg matzah, that you have no water in it at all, in such a case, halacha is we're supposed to take off challah. However, we don't make a bracha. Since it's a suffix, if there's a chiyuv or not, we take it off, but without a bracha. Now, Mishnah Hey. Ha mafrish chalosa kemach. If somebody takes off challah when it's still in flour form, before it makes it into dough, when he still has it in the form of flour, the halacha is eina challah. The challah is not chal. Because the pasuk says, reishis ariso seichem, and with dashen, it has to be an isa, it has to be dough. And therefore, the gozel biyat koin. If the person gave this flour to the kohen, it's like gezel biyata kohen. In other words, the kohen has to give it back to him. And if he doesn't give it back, so it's like gezel. Because really, there's not a din chalor on it. And isatzma, the dough, that's, if later the owner makes a dough out of the flour, is chayevus b'chala? You have to know, it's chayev b'chala, or both ways. All this flour is still chayev and chala when you make it into a dough. V'hakemech, the flour itself, im yesh bo kashir, if it has a shear, there's 5 pounds of flour, so chayevus bechala, then whoever uses that flour, even though first the owner took it off to give it to the kohen, but teres chala, but since it was not chala, then chala on it, therefore now when you use that flour to make a dough out of it, you have to take off chala from that dough. And v'yasur lazorim, you should know though, but abundant though, it's also teat, that flour you cannot give to a zar, because even though it's not chal l'shem chalor on it, but midrabbanan though it's gzeira that people won't know this. People will think that when the Yisrael gave this flour to the kohen, b'teres chala, people will think it was chala, and if they'll see a zar or Yisrael eat it, they'll think a zar can eat chala. Therefore, midrabbanan v'asurim mazarim. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Armulah, they said back to him, you should know. Maise, once happened a case, ukfosho zokein zar, that an older zar, an older person to zar, grabbed that challah and he ate it. He took that flour, I mean. Again, a case where first the Yisrael gave flour to a kain. So he's saying that the rice and nothing is chal. Now a zar went ahead and grabbed that flour and made a dough out of it and ate it. So Amalhem, they said back to him, af hu kilkuli atzmai. Really, the zokin did something wrong to himself, because he went against the Takonas Chachamim. But for Tikan Liacherim, he made a Takon HaKopon, other people that have a right to be Samech on his Aroh. As his Aroh is that this Kemach is Mutter, so therefore you have a right to use this Kemach, even a Zar could use this Kemach. Now Mishnah Vov. Chameshes Revoyim Kemach Chayovim Bechala. This is the sheer how much dough you have to have here, how much flour you have to start off with, in order to set as a chiyuv of challah. So the shear is 5/4 of a kemach, 5/4 of a kav. In other words, it really means a kav and a quarter, which really equals to 5 lugim. Because a kav, each kav itself is 4 lugim. So you have a kav and a quarter, it's 5 lugim. And a lug is 6 beitzim. So really what comes out, if you have the size of 30 eggs worth of flour, that's the shear that's chayiv in challah. Now, of course, there's always a big shear exactly how to measure it, if it's neskapnu habeitzim or not. That's why we said, in order to make a brocha, you have to use 5 pounds worth of flour. And if you use half of that, between 2.5 pounds and 3 pounds of flour, then you should take off challah. However, then you do not make a brocha. Now, heim usoirin v'subin u'musonin, chameshas reboyim chayovim. This flour, if it's made up even from the soira, let's say you have some sourdough mixed into it, and you have subim, that's the sheft, that's the hard part of the wheat, That's the psoilus hadaka, the thin part of the psoilus. And a mursnin, that's the psoilus agasa, that's the thick part of the psoilus of the shaft of the wheat. If it's all mixed together, so it's still called a dough. And if you make a dough out of it, it's chayiv in challah. Because sometimes people make bread like this, with the mursnin and with the suvin inside it. However, what's going to be, first you sifted out your flour. That means nital musonin mitoichon. You first took out all the bad shaft, the hard pieces, out of the flour. And you had pure flour-like. Then, v'choz l'teichon, then you threw back in again, this mursan back into the flour, harei l'pturin. Then if you do not have a shir challah, with the fine flour by itself, now you can't add any more this subin into it. Because here, that's not a derech to use it. People don't use such flour. Once they purified it, they don't use it anymore to make bread if the mursan gets mixed up again. So therefore, you can't be mitzayin for this shir for challah. Mishnah Vav, shir hachala. Now, after you have a dough, and there's a chiv now to take off challah from it, how much do you have to take off to give to the kohen? How much is the shir of challah? So the Mishnah says, echad meyeshrim v'yarbo, 1/24 of the dough. That's how much you have to give off of challah. Now, let's say somebody's making dough for his own usage, or else v'yosel mishnah benoy, somebody's making it for his own party. So then, echad miyesrim v'yarbor. Then we have the shear that you have to take off 1/24 for challah to give to the kohen. What about nachtom shuoyse limka bashuk? Let's say a bakery that makes a dough to sell to people. V'cheinu isha shuoyse limka bashuk. Even a private lady that makes this big dough and her intentions is to sell it to people. And then the rabbanim will make it to say the shear is echad miyarboy mishmona. She only, or he has to only take off 1/48 of the dough. In other words, midiraisa, really there's no shear at all. This is only a shear with the rabbanon. So therefore, a baker that bakes a lot, or a lady that sells, the rabbanon will make all, they only have to take off just 1/48 of the dough. That's how much they have to give to the kohen. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be netamas isosoi shoygeges oyanusa? Let's say the isa of the dough became tummy. She was a shogeg about it, or she was an anus, she was forced to do it. Then echad me'arboy mishmeina. She only has to give then 1/48, even a private person, since it became tamei b'shogeg, and the locher is now, it's only oimed l'sreifa, the kohen can't use it, he's only going to burn it. Therefore, the maker with the shear, you only have to give 1/48. What about the nitmas mezida? Let's say a private person that's making his own dough. The mezid the kavona went and was metame his dough. So then we still have the same halacha like before. Echad miyesrim v'yarbor. He still has to take off 1/24 of his dough to give for challah. Kidei shlo yei choyte nisker. We should not come out that a choyte, the person did an aver, was metame the dough, should gain on the deal. However, the ma'aseh is only bizman and gemara that there were times that the dough was tor. And since there was a mitzvah to give it to a kohen tidit, so we have this shiurim even bizmana became tamei. However, the loch has brought down that since bizmana zeh were all tamei, and therefore the dough is the challah is also tamei, and therefore bizmana zeh we don't give it to a kohen tidit, but rather we just burn it. So therefore, there's no real shear how much you take off. All you have to take off is just a little bit of a mashu and just for challah to be yotze to the mitzvah challah and to burn it. But since we don't give it to a kohen now, therefore, there's no shear. Any little amount you take off is enough, and that part we should burn.
Yeah, Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Niteles min hator al hatomei. You like to take off challah from dough that's tahor for another dough that's tomei. In other words, we have a few doughs, and they're all the same min, so you like to take off challah one for the other one. But Kate said, how can you do it? We'll soon see what the problem is. Because we know as a locher is, you're not supposed to take off elam min hamukuf. That means the two doughs have to be touching one another. And that you can't do here. You can't let the dough that's tor touch the dough that's tomei. It'll become tomei. And then the challah will be tomei. So, ketzer, how can we do this? Take off challah from the dough that's tor for the dough that's tomei and still be yitzah the din of mukuf. So the yitzah is like this. Ketzer, isa tohoro v'isa tomei. If you have these two doughs, so first, noito kedei chala niisa shlei hurmer chalosei. First, take off kedei chala 1/24 from the dough that's still tahor before you call it chala. Now, V'noisein pochus mikibetza b'yemtza.
With these two doughs now, try and attach them with a piece of dough that's less than a kibetza, in between. And we know the klal is, if a piece of dough or any food that's less than a kibetza, it's not makabel tumah. So therefore, kidei sheyitum min hamukif.
It's considered now like these two doughs are attached, they're touching one another. Therefore, you take off challah on one for both of them. However, hilchos tumah goes though, the challah that's tumah is not really touching the challah that's tahor. It's only touching this in-between piece of dough that's less than a kibetza. Since it's not a shear to makabel tumah, therefore, the dough that's tahor remains tahor. However, the chom oisur and the chom say no, you can't do this because we're afraid maybe the two doughs will touch one another. Therefore, you have to take off from the tahor by itself for tahor, and you have to take off from the dough that's tumah by itself for the dough that's tumah.
You're up to Paragimel. Mishnalef. Oichlen arai min isa. When you make the dough, so you're allowed to eat from it an arai, a small amount, you're allowed to eat from it even before you take off challah. When is this? Achet his galgal bechitim, until you made the gilgal with flour of wheat, or the sitamtem basarim. Whereas by flour of barley, there's a little bit more coarse until you make the pieces stick together. But what's going to be Gilgul or Bechitim? Is before you made the real Gilgul, before you made the Gemar, the real dough, even though you added water to it, you still not eat an Achilles Arai, just not an Achilles Kfar. But once you make your real dough out of it, you finish your Gilgul, it means Gilgul, you mix it up very well, the flour and the water, Bechitim by wheat flour, the Timtum or Basarmo, you made a very good mixture by the barley flour. Then we say, Oicha mimenu chayiv misa. If a zar eats from it, he's chayiv misa. I shouldn't even say a zar, here it's even a kohen also. If he eats from this dough before they take off the challah, the maisi chayiv misa has a locha now like tevel that it's also to eat anything before you take off the hafrosha. Now, kevon shinasenes es hamayim, as soon as you put the water into the flour, magvas chalosa, she has a right to take off challah. Even though really the zman to take off challah is after the gemar lishi, after you made a good dough out of it. But if you take off challah right away, even at the beginning, as soon as she poured the water into the flour, the fresh is chal. But a bavad providing shlo yehei shom chameshes rabbayim kemach. In other words, from you added water, let's say, into part of the flour. Now providing that the other part of the flour that doesn't have any water in it at all is not like 5 pounds worth of flour. It's not this chamesh shiboim kemach, because if it was that shear, then later when you add water into that half, there'll be a nuchi of challah from that. So taking up challah from one half will not help for the other half. Now, even though we said lechatchilu the chi of challah is later b'shas the gemar gilgul, however lechatchilu really the rabbanim want them to take off challah right away, and the reason is because we don't want the challah to become tummy. So therefore, we're afraid the dough will become tummy. So therefore, as soon as possible, as soon as you add the water into the flour, right away you could take off that fresh challah. Mishnah Beis. Nidmo isoso, let's say some truma fell into chulin. So, actually gilgal ptura. If this happened before you mixed the water into the flour, in other words, you had flour of chulin, and then some flour of truma fell in there. So before you made the mix, you made the dough, so ptura. And then we say now, b'shas gilgul, it's already nidmo, there's truma there, therefore it's potter min achala. Shehameduma potter, because the mixture of truma is potter min achala. Some say it's only talking about b'zman hazeh, that chalas on chutzlos, it's chalas on the rabbonin, so what the meduma is also with the rabbonin, therefore the rabbonin took away the chiv chala. What about umisha gilgul? Let's say no, first you made a good dough out of the flour of chulin. So chayevis, then lemaisa, this dough had a chiva take off challah. So even though later some truma falls into it, it doesn't become potter. Noilad lo sofik tuma. Let's say it's a sofik if this dough became tummy or not. So it depends. Actually, gilgul, if you didn't make a mixture yet, you didn't make the dough yet. So then the locher is teyosav tuma. You let her go ahead and chetchilu now and be matam with this dough. Like since it never had a hechsher or a tyro, it has a sofik tumah right away before you made the dough, so therefore this dough you let her make it with tumah. Vashenkin Mishagugula. Let's say first you made the dough, and the dough was tohor, and now it's a suffix whether it became tummy or not. Now to Yosibataira. Since it's a suffix and it was already chal chiv, take off chala, and the chiv then was chal when it was tohor, so you have to continue to take it off the terrace that it's still tohor. Mishnah Gimel. Hegdisha isosa achle gugula. If somebody is maktish his isa, his dough, the flour, in other words, before he made the gugel, before he made a good mixture. In other words, the chiv chal is not chal yet. Upadoso, and he was poydur, he brought it back from Hegdish. So now, when he goes to make the gugel, when he goes to make the dough, chayeves, he has to take off chala, because b'shas gugel, it's chulun again. What about misha gugelo? Let's say you mak the shit after you made it into a dough. So again, at the time when you first made it into a dough, it was chulun. So it was chayev and chala. And then you mak the shit, upadoso, and then you poyd, you buy it back. So chayeves, again, you still have the chiv chala that was chala on it from before. What about though, higdashtoi at shaloi gilgula? You will makdish the flour before you made it into a dough. Then the gilgula gizbar, then biyat hegdish, the gizbar himself made it into a dough. So it comes out at the time when the chiv chala should be chal, it belonged to hegdish or was potter. Biyachakach pados, and then later the owner buys it back again, halacha is ptura. Still is potter from chala. She b'shas chayvosoi septura, because at the time of the chayv, when the chiv chala should be chal, b'shas the gizba made the dough, it belonged to Hegdish. Therefore, since the ptura was chal, the ptura does not go off. Mishnah Dalet. Ki yotzeba, the same thing applies. Ha makdish peiros, if somebody's makdish is fruits. In other words, things that are growing. Actually, bor l'yoinah samaisis. Before was a third grown. Before it came to the time to take off Trumas and Maisers, Upadon, but you appointed it back again before it finished growing a third, and then by the time it grew a third, it belonged to you, it was Chulin. So again, Chayovim, Yechayv and Trumas and Maisers. What about if you mark the shit, Umishabol Yonas and Maisers, you mark the shit after your fruits grew a third already, so therefore the Chiv Trumas and Maisers was Chal already, Upadon, and then you appointed it now? So now that it belongs to you again, chayovim, still you have the chiv to take off trumas and maisers. What's going to be though? Hegadisha and achle nigmru. You will makdish these peiros, these fruits, the vegetables, whatever the wheats, before it grew a third. V'gomron hagizbar, and then it grew the third by hegdish. So b'zman hachiv, it belongs to hegdish. So it's potter from trumas and maisers. V'achakach padom, and then the owner buys it back. It's poydirit. Loch is pturin, still is potter for taking off trumas and maisers. She b'shas chayvos and hoy pturin, because at the time when it became nigmar, it belonged to Hegdish, so it was chal the ptur of Hegdish, it remains as potter from trumas and maisers.
The Mishnah Hay, Nochri shenosan li yischer lasas leisa. If a goy gave his flour to a Jew to make a dough out of it. So pturim in a challah, even though the Jew makes the challah, makes the gilgul, makes the dough, but still, since it belongs to a guy, we're potter from challah. A Jew's allowed to eat from it even before it took off challah. Nostan lo matan, let's say the guy gives the flour to a Jew, so it depends. Actually, gilgul chayif. If the guy gave the present to a Jew before he made it into dough, and then the Jew makes it into dough, so pshit is chayif in challah. Let's say first the Jew made it into a dough when it belonged to the goy, so it was potter. And then he gives it to you for a present, still you potter. So kids, if you buy bread from a goy, it's potter from taking off challah. Let's say you make a dough with a goy, in other words a Jew, and a goy is shutfis in this flour. So it depends. If the portion that belongs to the Jew is not enough of a shear to be mechayiv in challah, so you can't add on to it the shear of the goy, because the goy's flour is potter. So therefore, even the Jew is also potter min hachallah.
Mishnah Vov. Ger shen is gay. If you have a ger or goy, that became a Jew. Vois ala isa, and he had dough with him. So it depends. Nas is actually in his gay a potter. If when he made the dough, he was still a goy, so he's potter from taking off challah, even after he's mezgayer. Let's say he first made the dough, He first mixed the water and the flour after he became a Jew. So then he's chayiv, because Peshas Gilgul is already a Jew, he's chayiv atek of chala. Let's say he has a doubt, when exactly was the Gilgul? Was it when he was still a goy, or was it when he was a Jew already? So then in a sofik we say chayiv, sofik is the rest, you got to go to chumra, and he can't eat it before he takes of chala. However, if you eat it b'shege, you don't have to pay back the chaymish, because that's moment, and sofik moment, you go to kula. The caravan you have to pay, because you're not worse than a gazlin. But the chaymish is only if it was chala. So the sofik was really mechuyiv and chala or not, therefore, you don't have to pay the money, the chaymish. Rabbi Kiva says, he argues on the whole, all the mishnayos we had before, and he holds, ha'kol herlach achar ha'krima b'tano. When is the dough called finished? When is it called the b'shas chiv? That's when after you bake the dough in the oven, and it starts to come a little bit like a crust on top, krima, a little brown on top. That's called the gemar malacha shalisa. But halacha, we don't hold like Rabbi Kiva, we hold like all the mishnayos said before, that the gemar malacha for chala is b'shas gilgul, is when you make a good mixture of the flour and the water together. All right, turn over. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Ho'ise isa min hachitin u min horbis. If somebody makes his dough from flour of wheat and of rice dough. So it depends. Im yesh bo tam dogen, in this whole mixture, this dough that's made from flour of wheat and flour of rice, it has a taste of dogen, it has a taste of the wheat, then chayev is bechala. Then l'maisa we hold that this whole dough now is chayev bechala. There's a big machlokes how to learn. Some learn even though by itself the wheat flour does not have a shear of challah, you have to come on to the rice flour, even though rice by itself is potter min challah. But over here, since the tam of the chitin goes into the rice, we say tam kicker, it like changes over the oiriz into chitin. So we look as if now this whole dough is considered like wheat dough, and therefore it has a chiv of challah. Some of Farshim say it's only bedafka by chitim and rice, because of a svarid's gerber, like Yishalmi says, that when the wheat goes into the rice, it causes even the rice also like to become chametz. So therefore, it's chayev es bechala. And the same thing the Mishnah says, v'yoytze ba'odim yidei chavoseh ba'pesach. If you make matzah from this type of a dough, you'd also be yoytze matzah, even though matzah has to be from lechem, from the chameshes aminim, but since you have a tam of the chitim in this oriz, it's like tam kikku, we consider as if the whole thing is chitim, you could be yetz of the mitzvah's matzah from such flour. The yimein bo tam dogen, let's say though you have a small amount of wheat there, that you did not taste the wheat in the rice, then ein chayev es bechala. Then like the chitim is bottle,
and therefore it's you're potter from challah. Or else you don't say mesapri, for sure you don't change over the oirit to become like rice. Therefore you do not have a shear for challah of the chitim alone. Therefore you're potter. The same thing, if you want to make matzah from this type of a dough, you will not be yotzei chavosoi on Pesach. Mishneches, ha-noitel s'or me'isor shloi humor chalosoi. If somebody takes a s'or, that's from the sourdough, a dough, takes off some dough, from an isor, from a dough, that you do not take off chala yet. So the kid says, achiv, take off chala from this s'or. V'noitel s'or isor shumor chalosoi. And you took this piece of a dough, and you put it into another dough that you already took off challah from. So what should you do now? That some of this dough in here is like tevel, you can't eat it until you first take off challah. So how do you take off challah here? So the Mishnah says like this, if you have another dough that you have to take off challah from that dough anyway, so then then take off from that dough or drop more, like to be yotza the shear of challah from this sor that you put into the other dough. But v'yim lav, let's say you have no other place, you have no other dough that you have to take off challah. So then moitzi challah achas al hakol. You have to take off challah once for the whole thing. Al hakol means like this whole dough now that you put some sourdough of tevel into the rest of the dough that took off challah. We have to look as if the whole thing right now is chayv and challah, and you have to take off a challah from the whole thing. Since the whole thing is osatid without taking off challah, we look as if the whole thing is tevel, and if you have to take off challah from the hodo. Mishneh tes, kayotze bo, the same type of halacha also applies by zeisei motzik. If you have olives, of motzik means a balabos that squeezes his own olives, and the chayv and maisrois. So now, shenis orvo im zeisei nikuf. Let's say they got mixed up with olives that fall off the tree, which really means it belongs to the aniyim, which is like hefka. So that's potter from maisrus. We know hefka is potter min a maisrus. The same thing in veibotzi, if you have grapes that the balabos collected himself, that he has a chiv to take off trumas and maisrus from. In minvei oilus, it got mixed up with the grapes that belong to the aniyim, also is like hefka, that's potter from trumas and maisrus. So what do you do now with this mixture? So the same thing. Im yesh loy parnosim mokamach. If you have other grapes, other places that you have to take off truma from them anyway, so then moitzlifi cheshbon, take off a drop more truma from the other ones to be yotza these zeisim or these anovim that fell here that still mechuyev in truma samaisus. But v'yim lav, if you have no other place to turn to, then in this mixture now, even though part of it is potter, still moitzi truma samaisa lakul. You have to take off truma gedela and Trumas Maisa from the Maisa Rishon, which those things is Chayiv Misa if you eat them. So those things you have to take off completely, according to the Hocheshbon now. But the Ashar, the other, the Maisa Rishon, and the Maisa Sheni, or the Maisa Roni, is the Ashar means Maisa Rishon, the Maisa Sheni, Lefi Cheshbon. That you only have to take off on this mixture, according to the Cheshbon, of how much of Zeisim Motzuk, or how much of the Inzvei Botzer is really there. But since these things are not chayiv misa, it's only shal of mamnis, therefore it could go lekula. Mishneh Yud. Ha noitel s'or me'isas chitim. If you take off s'or, some sourdough, from a dough of wheat, v'noisin l'toich isas oris, and you put it into a dough made out of rice. So now, im yesh bo tam dogon chayeves b'chal, like we had before, if there's a tam of dogon here now in this dough, so again, we see like tam kikur, it changes over the oiris, and therefore it's chayiv b'chala. V'yim la, but if you don't have a tam here of chitim, petura, it's potter. In Cain, if so, the Mishnah says, lo ma'omru, why do we say ha tevel loisa b'kolshu? How come other places we say that tevel is also b'kolshu, it's not bottle? And here we're saying now that this chala, this sor is from a dough of wheat, that has, it's like tevel, you can't eat until you take off chala. If it falls into a dough of iris, of rice, which is potter from challah, and if you don't taste it, we say it's mutter, it's ptura from challah. So you see, like the dough, the wheat dough is bottled in the rice dough. So the question is, I we always learn that tevel os is also the kosher, it's not bottle. The teretzir, that's only by min b'minoi. If one min of chitim falls into another min of chitim, there we say it's not bottle. But v'shloi b'minoi b'noi sintam. When here, like a dough of wheat falls into a dough of rice, since they're two different minim, here it's totally a nice in tam. that if it does not give off taste into the Erez, then we can say it's bottle, and therefore you put them in a challah. Now we're up to Perek Adalid. Mishnah says, Shtei Noshman, if you have two ladies, she'osu shnei kabin. Each one made a dough of one kab. In other words, that each one made a shear that's potter min achala. V'nogu zeh b'zeh, but both of those are touching one another. Afilu hein mimin echad, even though it's from one min, still they're both from rice, they're both from a wheat, still pturim min achala, still they're both potter min achala. It's not called mitzdarif for a shear of challah, because since it belongs to two different people, min astam we say the makpida. Each one's mak, but this is mine, that's yours. There's no tzir, we don't see it like one big dough. Let's say both doughs belong to one lady, and now they're touching one another. So min b'minoi chayiv, the same type of a min, it's mitzarif, it's chayiv v'chala. We'll soon see what that means, min b'minoi. That means wheat and kusman, we'll soon see. But v'shloi b'minoi, like a wheat dough, and a right and a barley dough, that's called min b'shein b'minoi, there it's not mitzarif. Therefore, the two doughs are potah minachala. That we had on the first mission on the Masechta, that the mitzdarfin we spoke about then, it's only the mitzdarfin when they're in the wheat form, when in the flour form. Like if you have a pound of flour of wheat and a pound of barley flour, and together it's 2.5-3 pounds, that's mitzdarf. But here, after you made it into a dough already, min bein and min is not mitzdarf. You put them in a challah. Now Mishnah Beis, Ezehu min b'minu, what's considered the same min? That's hachitim einu mitzdarfis imakil. Wheat is not called the same name with everything. Elemen akusman, only with spelt. Wheat flour and spelt flour, wheat dough. And a spelt dough, if together it has the shear of challah, you have a chiv to take off challah. Hasoirim, what about barley? Mitzarfas, that's mitzarf. Imakel, chutzman achitim. Hey, serum can be mixed up with kusmin and with shibolashaw, with shifain. It's mitzarf. Just not barley and wheat. That's what a Tanakama holds. Because they hold that barley and wheat is called two different minim, so the two doughs that touch is not mitzarf. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri yomer, shar haminim mitzarfim zeh mzeh. All the other minim are mitzarfim zeh zeh, just not chitim and barley. But the other minim are more mitzarfim. Nitzakusim, shibol eshov yashifim, they're mitzarfim zeh mzeh to have the shear of challah. And some say that Tanakama holds it. Now it's different from Machlokes, and some say, no, he's coming to explain the Tanakama. Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Kabin, the Kav Oiriz. If you have two Kabin, like two doughs, and each one has a Kav, only a Kav of Kemach, which you put from Challah. It has to be a Kav and a quarter to be Mechayiv in Challah. So each dough has less than the shear. So you have these two doughs, the Kav Oiriz, and they're both two doughs of wheat, from wheat flour. Just the two separate doughs. The kav oir is the kav truma b'yemtza. You have a middle dough made from rice, which is potter from challah. Or else you have the middle dough, even though it's made out of wheat, but it's made from truma, which is also potter min challah. So in such a case also, aim at star from it. Do not look as if it's one shear. We don't look as if it's one dough. Because there's something in between that's potter min challah, that's mafsik. But dover shenitla chalosa b'yemtza. Let's say you have a dough of wheat, just that you took already challah off it. Not the pshat that's not in the parsha of challah. Just challah was taken off already, then mitzdarfim. Then we can look as if it's together. Shekvan is chayiv b'challah. This is in the parsha of challah. You had already a chiv to take off challah here. It's in the same parsha. Therefore, the middle dough could connect the other two doughs to make it like one big dough. Mishnah Dalit. Kav chodesh, the kav yoshon shenoshchu zeh b'zeh. If you have again a kav of wheat, which is potem in a challah, from Yoshan last year's crop. Shenoshku that's talk and a kav of chodesh of this year's crop. And they're touching one another. And it belongs to one person. So Rabbi Shmuel Leima Yito Menemtza. We can look as if it's mitzarif here. And therefore you could take off truma in the middle, a chala in the middle for both of them. In other words, in the place where they're touching, take off chala from both. So it's called like you'd be mafresh from both of them together. V'chachom oisim v'chom say no, nothing doing. You can't take off challah from the middle, because it's a gzeirah that maybe people think you're allowed to take off challah from a chodesh to a yoshin, which really you're not allowed to. See, even though here you're taking off challah from both of them, but it may look to people you're just taking off challah from one for the other, and that's also, therefore the Chum say, even in the middle you can't do it. Now, hanoito challah min akav, if somebody takes off challah from a wheat, a dough that only has a kav of wheat, which is saying now really respotem in a chala. So Rabbi Kiva roim a chala. Rabbi Kiva says yes, it's no yigadin chala on it. Rabbi Kiva says it's chala. That means b'diyevet chalos a chala. So some learn pshat in Rabbi Yehuda means that sheyash domachakachas isal ishir kavareva. He should add on some more flour to it later to make up the shear of chala, and then what he took off is called good chala. He has a chiyah to do that. The chom is saying no, ain't a chala. What he did right now is nothing. Since right now there was only a kav of wheat there, of flour there, so a kav by itself, that much measurement is still poto min a chala. You have to have a kav and a quarter. So therefore they hold what he did now is nothing, and it's poto min a chala, and remains poto. Mishnah Hay. Shnei kabim shenitlo chalosoi shel zeh b'fnei atzmoi v'shel zeh b'fnei atzmoi. You have two calves of two does. Each one has less than a shear of chala. That somebody took off chala from this by itself and this from itself. And chozov yasoi misacha, then you made into one big dough. So Rabbi Kiva poiter, Rabbi Kiva l'shitosa, that said before when you took off chala by itself, it had a shame afresh as chala. So therefore now when you put the two together, it's called Yipotam and Achala. The Chomer Machayov, the Chomer say no, Yimachuyiv. That since before, the two doughs were potter, it had less than a shear. So even though you took off Chala, it meant nothing. Now when you put the two doughs together, it becomes one big dough, therefore you have a Chiyiv and Chala. Nimtza Chumra Kula comes out, what he was Machum before, now comes out to be a Kula. Both ways. Yeah. Mishnevov. Noite lodom kidei chala meisar shloi humor chalosoi liasoise betoru. Lias mafra shaleva hulich chalas demai achetisarach.
So again, the Mishnah means like this again. The noite lodom kidei chali, let her take off the shear chala meisar, you have a dough, shloi humor chaloso, that you did not take off the chala of it yet, liasoise betoru, even though you plan to make it betoru, so you want to take off. You want to take off some part of this dough. In a case we have dough that you bought from Namoritz that has a loch of demai, and you want to take off challah from that, and we have a sofet that made of the challah of demai is tomei, it has loch of tomei, still you're allowed to take off challah from your isa tohiro to pata the challah of demai. Ad shetisorech, as long as the first piece of dough you have did not like get ruined, that's still edible by another. As long as a person can still eat it, he's allowed to use it to take off challah from it. Now it says the chiddush here, shechal is the mind that tells us ben atorah latomei. Even though we had before by regular challah, you're not supposed to take off challah from a dough that's tor for another dough that's tomei, because we're afraid they'll touch one another. But the demai you're allowed to. You're allowed to take off from a challah that's tor to part the demai, even though demai has a locha that it's tomei, and also a shleim min amukav. Even though they're not touching one another, still you're allowed to take off, and that's good for the reason. The reason why here you're allowed to is because all over we're afraid they'll touch one another. But here, since they do not have to touch one another, therefore you're allowed to take off the challah, even though it's tor for the demai, which is tummy. Mishnah Zayin. Yisrael shehoyu arisin lagoyim besuria. A Jew that was an oris, means he's like working on a field for a goy, and an oris gets a portion of the crop that grows, of the produce. So Rebbe Leze Mechayev Perusayim B'maisus of Shvius. Leze says we consider this Oros like his excess owner here, and therefore the Perus that grow there is Mechayev B'maisus and B'Shvius. In other words, we hold that Surya has a loch like Eretz Yisrael, Linyan Shvius and Maisus, a Kibush Yochid Shemek Kibush, and therefore it's considered like it grew B'Yad Yisrael, therefore you have given in Maisus and Halacha Shvius.
And the Mishnah says though, but Rabban Gamliel Poiter. Nulu says no, in such a case you Poiter. Because the old Surya is not considered really like Eretz Yisrael, it's only with the Rabbonin, and therefore it's only if the Yisrael owns the karka by himself. And not here that the karka really belongs to a goy, just the Yisrael is an oris, therefore he says you Poiter from Chala. Now, Rabban Gamliel Loimer Shtei Chalas B'Surya. Rabban Gamliel holds that really Surya has a loch like Chutz Loritz. Therefore, the takonim is you have to take off two chalas in chutz loritz. Who are then the same thing happens to Syria. In other words, land that's owned by Israel there. And Israel now is mafresh chala. So there's a takonim to take off two separate chalas. One chala you have to burn, because Syria, Rabbi Galil holds like chutz loritz, it has two masamim. So therefore, it's tummy, you have to burn it.
And the Rabbanu will masakin to take off a second time challah, which is not real challah. It's only like not to forget the mitzvah of challah giving it to a kohen. Therefore, you have to give the second one to a kohen, like we'll see later in the next Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer
says no. Rabbi Lezer goes to Shitosi and says chalachas. He owed Syria is considered like Eretz Yisrael itself, and in Eretz Yisrael you only have to take off just one challah, because in Eretz Yisrael it's tahor. You take off one challah and you give it to a kohen. Now, Ochzu Kula Shor Gamliel, for Kula Shor Be'Lezer. First, they wanted to do is to be knowing two Kulas. The Kula from Gamliel to say that an Oris is Potter from Chala in Syria. And they also knowing the Kula of Rebbe Lezer to say that in Syria you only have to take off one Chala. Which really, you can't do that. You can't be knowing Shtei Kulas that Asois is there. Therefore, Chosru Leni could be Rebbe Gamliel B'Shtei Drochen. They were knowing better, like Rebbe Gamliel, in both things that he says to keep one Shita. Rebbe Gamliel says that Syria is like Chutzlaritz. Therefore, an Oris over the attack is Potter. But a regular Jew that owns a land in Syria and is Mafresh Challah, he has to be Mafresh Shtei Challahs, like we'll soon see in Chutzlaritz. That's the Takana, that the first one is burnt because it's like Challah Tmeya, and the second one with the Rabbanon you have to give to a Kohen. Mishnah Ches. Rebbe Gamliel Oimer. Sholosh Arvot is L'Challah. There are three different lands for Hilchas Challah. Be'Yeretz Yisrael V'Yad Keziv Challachas. Like that's an Eretz Yisrael itself. So you only have to be mafresh one time challah, like Midiraisa. Now Mikiziv Yad Hanor, Yad Amona Shtei Chalas. Those are Makaymas which Oile Mitzrayim were Kibush, but Oile Bava were not. So therefore, we all Kedusha Rishona is not Kitchel Los Lavoi. So really, does not have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael as Achutz Loretz. Therefore, you have to take off two Chalas. Achas Lior, one since it's Tomei there, it's like has Tumas Amin. You have to burn it. V'Achas Lakoin, and the second one, take off Midirabon, and you have to give to a Koin. Shelur Yeshlo Shir, the first type of challah to take off, it's tummy to burn, that's like the chiyuv, the real chiyuv, you have to take off the regular shir. The shel koyin, but the second one that you give to a koyin, ain't lo shir, that's only the rabbanon at the corner. To remember, to give challah, there's no shir how much you have to take off. What about min hanor or min amono or lefnim shtei chalas? These also lands that were not captured, not by Ole Mitzrayim and not by Ole Bovel, but since they look like Eretz Yisrael, they also have the corner to take off two challahs. Again, here it's achas lior v'achas l'koyin. One you burn, and one you have to give to a koyin. Shel ur ein lo shir. The one that you have to burn, that taka has no shir. But for shel koyin yesh lo shir, that one that goes to a koyin, here this one does have a shir. Now, the chiluk between the second category never had a kedushas oretz. It was not kovish, not b'yolei Mitzrayim, and not b'yolei Bavel. So it never had any kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. So if so, like the whole challah is only with the Rabbanon. So therefore, now that the Rabbanon will massacre two types of challahs, like one you have to burn because it's Tomei, and one is Tomei's current member. So therefore, since both of them are the Rabbanon said would rather give the shear of challah to the one that you give to a kohen. Let the kohen have enjoyment from it. So therefore, the one we give to a kohen is yesh lo shear. But the one that we have to burn, that's the one that ain't lo shear. In the cases before, even though it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it once had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Those were places that were covered from Eile Mitzrayim, just Eile Bavel didn't capture them. So therefore, we still have to be knowing Me'ena D'Oraisa. Therefore, the first challah you burn, and that's like a Me'ena D'Oraisa, and the second one is to give to a kohen. But here that the whole thing is like Chutz Loretz, here that the kohen was, what you burn, that should have no shear. Like, why waste it? But the one to give to a kohen, that they gave a shear. And therefore, Tful Yoim Oichla. He was a kohen that was tamei, and he went to the mikveh, even though he didn't wait till nighttime. He's allowed to eat from this challah, since his challah is chutz loretz. Rabbi Yosi says, no, ain't a tzarech tefillah. You should know he knows that challah is chutz loretz, a kohen's allowed to eat it, even though he's tamei. What type of a tumah? I mean, if he touched a sheretz or he touched a mace. But v'yasura la'azovim or la'azovis la'nidza la'yodois, there's any type of a tumah that comes out of your body, like Magaya to us, would be a tumas, so then you cannot eat chalas chutz loretz. Only if you're tomei just from a tumor that did not come out of your body. So the fact you touched a mace, that will not make a difference. Rabbanu will make it. Only when you're about keri, here the Rabbanu said a kohen cannot eat a truma even with man azir, that's only with the Rabbanu. V'necheles im hazor al ha-shuchen v'nitenes l'chol kohen. They could eat this challah b'zman hazeh, even with the zar on the same shulchan, but don't make any gzeres. Maybe you'll come to eat from it, and you can give it to any type of a kohen you want, even with a kohen amoros, but not nizer, but tyrus, you can give to him. Challah chutz loretz has this kula since it's only with the rabbanon. Now Mishnah Tes.
These are things you give to any kohen you want. Hacharomim nichse odem, that's machrim Hashem. The pasuk says, "Acho cherim hashiachim ish Hashem." You give to any kohen you want to give it to. The yabachoris, the pasuk give a bechor behem tmeya, upidin haben, upidin petachamor, the hazroyev liachayim, the akeva. It's all these matonis. These matonis of a behemah you have to give the jaws, the cheeks. The zroy is the firelight, and lechaim of the cheeks, the cave on the stomach. For eshes hagez, the beginning of your shearing off of the wool. The shem and sreifa, the kotche and shemen that's burnt, you give to any kohen you want. There's no din to give a dafka to a kohen out talmud chacham, even to yeah. Because truma tohira, you have to give only to a kohen that's nizer and tyra. But shemen has to be burnt anyway. You give it to anyone. The kotche hamikdash of yabikurim, you give to any kohen you want. Rabbi Yehuda Oiser Ba Bikurim. He says, no, you can't give Bikurim to any coin you want. But Ella nice the Moisa Radla coin chavad bavad, you have to give it a special coin. He'll be a nice and bema avoida. Since you don't do any avoida, so we're afraid maybe there won't be nizer to eat it betaira. Here's the other things that they have to do the avoida for us anyway than nizer betaira. But here Bikurim, there's no avoida with it. You have used this mak, but only to give it to a coin chavad. Kashine Truma, what about the Kashinim of Truma? The kashinim, a type of a growth that ikrim a michael behema, the b'shas hadchak, some people eat it for an adam also. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Kiva, matir, v'chom moisrim. Rabbi Kiva's matir, if somebody makes truma out of this, you give it to any kohen you want to. Because since everything is made betumah anyway, therefore people are not makbet upon it. Shkom asayim betumah l'fi sheinim chashuv eichol adam. V'chom moisrim, you can't give it to any kohen, since they're eating sometimes, therefore they have a choshev of truma, and the kohen has to be nizer to eat it b'taira. Therefore the chom oisim, you can't give it to a kohen amor, it's only to a kohen chover.
Mishneh Yud. Nitai ish tekoya hevi chalas mi beiser. He brought chalas from beiser to place of chutz loretz, and he brought it into Eretz Yisrael like kibbu mimenu. And Eretz Yisrael, they said you're not supposed to do that. You don't bring chalas chutz loretz into Eretz Yisrael. The same way we don't bring truma from there. The same thing, Anshe Alexandria, Heviu Chalasem Alexandria. People in Mitzrayim, Alexandria, brought the challah into Eretz Yisrael. And like Kibbu Mehem, the Chum said, no, nothing doing. You're not supposed to bring your challah into Eretz Yisrael. You're supposed to eat it in Chutz Lord. Since it's already time, they eat it there. Or you burn it there. Anshe Hatzavoyim, Heviu Bikurayim. The people in Hatzavoyim and Eretz Yisrael, they brought Bikurim, Koidim Liatzeres before Chag HaShavuos. For like Kibbu Mehem, the Chum did not accept it from them. Because there's a posting in the Torah that says, "V'chag hakotzi b'kuri masech l'shatiz v'basode." V'chag hakotzi matz v'chag hashvus. That's the first time you're supposed to bring a bikurim. But before that, we don't bring any bikurim. But according to the Mishnah telling us, the chiddush here we had in Shvi'as also, "Shein mevi in truma mechutz loretz loretz yeretz Yisrael." The same thing chalavos we don't bring from outside into Eretz Yisrael. How you doing?
See, that's our Mishnah is also telling us that the same halach applies by chal also. That challah is taken off in Chutz Lord's and not supposed to bring it into Eretz Yisrael. Mishneh Yud Aleph. Ben an Tinois Hela Bechoris Mibovel. He brought up a Bechor, like a Bechor Adam, the Bechor Behema, to Eretz Yisrael. He brought a Bechor that was brought to him in Bovel, and he brought it for Korbin. He wanted to bring it for Korbin in Eretz Yisrael. Like Kiblu Mimenu. For in Eretz Yisrael, they did not accept it. Like we said, the Pasuk says, V'yachal tofnei Hashem l'kecha b'mokhom sh'yirchal ha'shakin sh'moy shom Ma'is d'gon k'vashach v'sirecho V'karas b'karucho v'sreinuch v'dosh v'mokhom sh'at mevi ma'is d'ogon Hat mevi b'chorus. Because you only have to bring a b'chor behema from an Eretz Yisrael, a place that you have to bring ma'isers. But in Bovel, you put it from ma'isers, you don't have to bring a b'chor. Yosef ha'koyin hevi b'kure yayin v'shemen v'lekibu menu. He brought bikurim in the form of yayin and shemen to the Beis Hamikdash, and they wore a kabbalit. And the pshat is because Shemim Mevim Bikurim Ela Peres Flei Mashkin. Bikurim means you have to bring the first grown your fruits of the Shiva Samina, but it has to be in the fruits. You have to bring the grapes, or you have to bring the olives. You can't bring wine, you can't bring shemen. So therefore, they made their fruits into wine or into shemen. So Chom will not makabel it. Afu also the Shesav Akayin Afu Hela Es Bonav Yes Bnei Beisai Lasa Es Pesach Koton. He also brought up his children and Danche Beisai to make a Pesach Kotim Yushlayim, that means Pesach Shein Biavosa Beer, and Biachziru, they sent them back. Shali Kover Hadover Choiva, should not be called a Choiva, should not think you have to do it. So
So some of Farshim learn he brought his bonim ketanim, they shekaimel mitzvahs riyah. But the pshat is einak ketanim chayavim b'riyah. But Pesach Rishon, the ketanim are only mechuyim Pesach Rishon, because the pasuk says shalosh pam mashon yirok l'sechurcha. Hilga, therefore they brought him back. They should not be called a chaveya. Should not be chaveya chayv. The people should think that the chiyah to b'olu Yerushalayim in b'nei beisai b'pesach sheni. That you don't have to. You don't have to come with b'nei beisai. So even though there's a chiyah like b'zman the beis midrash to bring the pesach sheni, but not to come with your children. Aristoin hevi bikurov mea famia. He brought his bikurim from the place of a famia, which is in Syria. The kibbutz memenu, and they accepted the bikurim there. Why? Because it was said, Hakoina basuria kakoina bepavor shebi Yerushalayim. If you buy a land in Syria, it's like you bought a land in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. In other words, the Inyan Bikurim has the same halacha like Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's like Bikurim, it's like the things that are grown in Eretz Yisrael, that you mechuyv in Bikurim, therefore they accepted the Bikurim. And we love Baram Linyan Truma Halachi. Shavsur yedinu kechutz loretz v'meviyim misham trumah l'Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is, even though trumah we don't, shebet trumah choshen shemeyiyu akanim v'rachma rechreho. By trumah we're afraid maybe the kanim will run after it. The kanim will go into chutz loretz. Therefore we don't want you to bring trumah. Ma'ashenkein bikurim, that the owner has to come and bring it to the kayin, so therefore here it's okay. There's no chash to the Kohen will leave Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. That Bikurim, it's all right to bring from Chutz from Afamia, which was Syria, which Midrabon has locked like Eretz Yisrael. It's okay to bring the Bikurim into Eretz Yisrael. Mashenkein Truma, that we don't want, since Midrabon and Syria has locked like Tumas Chutz Lord still. So therefore, we don't want the Kohen to go outside it. Therefore, Truma you don't bring from Syria into Eretz Yisrael. Only Bikurim, that they're the chiyah for the Bailim, is to bring it to the Kohen. We're not afraid the Kohen will go after the Bailim, but the Bailim have to bring it up to the Kohen, therefore it's okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Slikula Masechta Achala.
You're in the middle of Mishnayis Chala, Perek Sheni. First Mishnah says, Peirois Chutzaloretz Shenichnusaloretz. Let's say you're taking the five from the five grains. You're taking some wheat that was grown in Chutzaloretz, and you bring it into Eretz Yisrael.
and you make a dough there, so the locher is chayov mechala. Yishno yavachiyev on this dough to take off chala. Since the gilgul is so you mixed up the dough, the flour and the water in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's chayev and chala. Like the pasuk says, b'vayachem el oretz asherani mevi eschem shoma, and we dash in shema. Shoma atem chayovim bechala bein betfuas oretz bein betfuas kutzlars. That's Yerushalmi. So therefore, even wheat that grown here in America, if you bring it to Eretz Yisrael and you make a dough there, there's a chiv midi rice to take off chala. What about yotzo mikan l'shom? Let's say we take wheat that was grown in Eretz Yisrael and we bring it here to America and we make it into dough here. So Rabbi Elazar mechayev. Rabbi Elazar says also it's chayiv midi rice in chala. Since this wheat was grown in Eretz Yisrael, it's called Milechem Eretz. However, Rabbi Akiva Poiter, Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's Poiter. Since Lamaisa, the Gilgul, we go after the Zman HaGilgul, when you're mixing the flour and dough, the flour and water together to make it into a dough. So since you made it here in America, therefore it's Poiter. And the Loch is Rabbi Akiva. That Midrash in such a case with Poiter, it's only Chayiv Midrabanan. Mishnah Beis. Afa Chutzal Oretz. You have, let's say, dirt of chutzlorets, American soil, ofa chutzlorets, shebo basrina lorets, that you put the soil in a ship, and now the ship is going into Eretz Yisrael, it's in Eretz Yisrael, and you start to plant something now here in Eretz Yisrael on this ship. So locher is chayi b'mais reis uvashvias. What grows is considered like growing in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the whatever fruits or vegetables that grow, it has a chiyuv to take off truma some ice rice, and what then if it grows on shvius, it has kedusha shvius on it, since it's getting its nourishment from the offer of Eretz Yisrael, therefore it has these kedusha. Omer Rabbi Yudah says, Amosai, when do I say this though? When do I say that the tefuah growing in this ship is chayiv and truma some ice rice? Vizman shasvina gosheshes. Only when the ship is in shallow water that the bottom of the ship is touching the ground. Since it's touching the ground, therefore we consider the dirt, the soil, in the ship, as if it's mechubar, it's attached to the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's mechayiv and truma samaisros. So, Pasha, we say that Rabbi Yudah now is not coming to argue on the Tanna Kamma, but the Rabbi is coming to explain the Tanna Kamma. Now, Isa sheni loisha b'mei peris. Let's say you have dough, you have these different five type of flowers, that's mechayiv and chala, but you do not make the dough from water, but rather instead you put inside it the May Paris. You put inside it apple juice or orange juice, the juice that came out of fruits. So the Mishnah says, Chayebes Bechala. Still you should know it's Chayev and Chala. V'necheles b'yodayim azoibos. However, since there was not water in this flour, so the flour was not hukshel akabo tuma, therefore you don't have to worry about touching this dough with hands, that is tamei. Even though your hands are tamei, still you're allowed to touch this dough. Since it was only made with May Paris is not machshel kabotuma. Therefore, the dough cannot be makabotuma. But we're talking about now not wine and shemen. Because wine and shemen, even though it's really a type of a May Paris, but this is considered one of the seven mashkes. Seven mashkim. The seven mashkim are mayim and dew, wine and oil, honey and milk and blood. So therefore, when it says May Paris is Nechelos B'Dayim Azovois, means other type of May Paris. Like I said, either apple juice or orange juice.
Now, Allah, it's a Charlotte, we pass on this Mishnah now, because here it's a Stam Mishnah that says May Paris is Chayiv B'Chalo. However, you shall meet some Mashmah, this only goes according to one man, the Yama, and Allah, we do not hold like this. Allah, we only hold only dough that was made from the Sheva Hamashkim. They're from water, like we other said, the other things, that's considered dough to be mechayiv in chala. But if you only make it out of May Peiros, or like eggs, then you'll be potter from chala. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha yosheves v'koitza chalos aruma. A lady, when she takes off chala, we know the locher is supposed to make a brocha. Now the question is, when you're arum, when you're not dressed, you're not allowed to make a brocha. However, a lady, when she is sitting down, even though she's undressed, she could cover her mokum erva by sitting. So therefore, she's allowed to make a brocha. Mefnei she yecholu lachasay satzma. She can cover herself just by sitting. Al v'loyu ish. But when a man sits down, since his beitzim or the erva is still seen, therefore it's not called kisei erva, therefore it's also for him to make a brocha.
So therefore, he should not take off challah then, because he can't make the bracha. Now the Mishnah says, Mi shein yochol la'asos isos b'torah. Let's say a person that's tamei, the man himself is tamei, and if he knows if he makes his isah now, if he makes dough, so he's going to be metamerit by touching it. He's going to make it tamei, and therefore when you take off challah, the challah also would be tamei, and then you have to burn the challah. You can't give it to a kohen. So what should such a person do? So it's a machlokes. So the Tanakhama says, Yaseh nokabim, let him make each dough with a small amount. In other words, less than the shear to take off challah. V'yal yaseh nebetuma. Even though you're going to work now with, let's say, 5 pounds of flour, but do not make one big dough of 5 pounds that you'll have to take off challah, and then it'll be betumeh, that you just have to burn it. Rather than doing that, the Tanakhama holds, you should make small doughs, each one only 1 pound worth of flour. Therefore, each dough by itself is potum and a challah, so then you won't have to take off any challah, you won't have challah tamei. However, Rabbi Kiva says, no, ya'asenu betuma, you're better off making it, taking off challah, make the one big dough here, even though you're going to be metama the challah, and you'll have to burn this challah. But do not make it in small amounts that you put them in a challah. And Rabbi Kiva explains himself. Just like you call the name of challah on challah Torah, if the dough is tahor, kachu kareila tamei. The same thing the halacha is, you have to be kareya even though the dough is tamei. In other words, you have to call it challah. In other words, it is challah shem challah on it. Lezoikara challah b'shem. With both of them, you have to have a shame. Some say means you have to make a brocha, or you have to be korei a shame on it. You have to call it challah. Avol kabin. But if you're only going to make your dough in small amounts, ain lehem chelik b'shem. There's no chelik of Hashem. There's no chelik of a challah at all. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says it's kedai to do this mitzvah of a freshes challah, even though it means the challah will be tamei. But la locha, we don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. La locha, we hold like the Tanakhama. But in such a case that the challah would only be tamei, it's better not to make the challah.
Then Mishnah Dalet says like this: Ho'isa isosoy kabin. If somebody makes his dough small amounts, again kav, each one is only a pound, so each dough by itself is potter from challah. Now v'nogel zeb, but you have, let's say, these 5 doughs and they touch one another, so the locher is pturim min challah. Still the potum and a challah, it's not cold, it's like one piece, ad sheyishoichu, until they touch one another and they become so close that like now when you pull them apart, a piece comes off one from the other. So we look there as if it was bitten into there. That's the lashon of ad sheyishoichu. If they're attached so much, the 2 doughs, that now when you pull them apart, you can realize it, and then it's when it's attached, it's considered like one, it's called mechuber, and therefore if now together you have a shear of challah, you have to take off challah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Af Horoide Venoisen Lasal. The Blessed says, even though you take off small pieces of small challahs, each one is only a pound, but if you put them into one basket, it's Hasal Mitzor from the challah. In the basket now it's Mechayiv, it's a Mitzarefit, that now there comes a Chiv challah. So it's possible that each dough by itself was a small dough, it was only a pound, it was less than the Shear of challah, and you baked it. And now the final product, the final challahs, you put them all together in one big basket. Now in the basket, if you have a shear of challah, so you have a chiv to take off challah. Even though b'shas gilgul you did not have the chiv challah, the chiv challah could be chal now b'shas is in the sal. And that's the loch is like Rebbe Elazar. If at home, let's say you make a few challahs, even though each challah by itself is not a shear to take off challah, but if after you bake them, you put them together in one basket, and they're inside the basket, there's nothing sticking up on top, or some people even say if you just take a cloth and spread it over all of them, so that's mitzvah for them, that then you should take off challah. And that's halacha. Whenever you could take off challah, there is a mitzvah to take off challah. Really, l'maisa b'zman hazeh, of course, not like we spoke before, that even though b'zman hazeh we're all tamei, we're metame the dough, still l'maisa is a chiyuv to take off challah. And there is such an inyan that if possible to try and make the dough, if you're making challahs, if the wife makes the challah, she should try and use a shear of challah, but after take off challah. And if possible to use 5 pounds worth to take off with a bracha, of not taking, make even 3 pounds, which you take off without a bracha. Who din halacha is brought down if you only make the dough with mei peiros, so lemaisa there is a chiyuv to take off challah. You know, we spoke about before from Yishalmi's mashma, we don't pass like that Mishnah, but I call upon him machlokes. So therefore, lemaisa the halacha is that if you have a dough that's just made with eggs or with mei peiros, let's say like egg matzah, that you have no water in it at all, in such a case, halacha is we're supposed to take off challah, however, we don't make a bracha. Since it's a suffix, if there's a chiyuv or not, we take it off, or without a bracha. Now, Mishnah Hey. Ha mafrish chalos hakemach. If somebody takes off challah when it's still in flour form, before it makes it into dough, when he still has it in the form of flour, the halacha is ein challah. The challah is not chal. Because the pasuk says, reishis arisos seichem, the widashin has to be an isa, it has to be dough. And therefore, the gozel biyat kain. If the person gave this flour to the kohen, it's like gezel biyat kohen. In other words, the kohen has to give it back to him. And if he doesn't give it back, so it's like gezel, because really there's not a din chalor on it. And u'isa atzma, the dough that's, if later the owner makes a dough out of the flour, is chayevus b'chala. You have to know it's chayev b'chala, or both ways. All this flour is still chayev and chala when you make it into a dough. V'hakemach, the flour itself, in yeshbo kashir, if it has a shear, there's 5 pounds of flour, so chayevus b'chala, then whoever uses that flour, even though first the owner took it off to give it to the kohen, but teres chala, but since it was not chala, then chala on it, therefore now when you use that flour to make a dough out of it, you have to take off chala from that dough. And v'yasur lazorim, you should know though, but rabbanan though, it's also teat, that flour you cannot give to a zar, as even though it's not chal l'shem chalor on it, but midrabbanan though it's a gzera that people won't know this. People will think that when the Yisrael gave this flour to the kohen, b'teres chala, people will think it was chala, and if they'll see a zar or Yisrael eat it, they'll think a zar could eat chala. Therefore, midrabbanan v'asurim mazarim. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Amrulah, they said back to Mishano. Maisa, once happened a case, ukfosho zokein zar, that an older zar, an older person to zar, grabbed that challah, and he ate it. He took that flour, I mean. Again, a case where first the Yisrael gave flour to a kain. So he's saying that he writes and nothing is chal. Now a zar went ahead and grabbed that flour, and made a dough out of it and ate it. So Amalhem, they said back to him, af hu kilkuli atzmai, really the zokin did something wrong to himself. Because he went against the takonas chachamim, but v'tikan liacherim, he made a takon akopon other people that have a right to be samech on his aroa. His aroa is that this kemach is mutar, so therefore you have a right to use this kemach. Even a zar could eat this, could use this kemach. Now Mishnah Vov, chameshes revoyim kemach chayovim b'chala. This is the sheer how much dough you have to have here, how much flour you have to start off with, in order to say there's a chiyuv of chala. So the shear is 5/4 of a kemach, 5/4 of a kav. In other words, it really means a kav and a quarter, which really equals to 5 lugim. Because a kav, each kav itself is 4 lugim. So you have a kav and a quarter, it's 5 lugim. And a lug is 6 beitzim. It's really what comes out if you have the size of 30 eggs, worth of flour, that's the shear that's chayiv in challah. Now, of course, there's always a big shear exactly how to measure it, if it's neskatnu habeitzim or not. That's why we said in order to make a brocha, you have to use 5 pounds worth of flour. And if you use half of that, between 2.5 pounds and 3 pounds of flour, then you should take off challah, however, then you do not make a brocha. Now, heim usoirin v'subin u'musonin, Chameshas Reboyim Chayovim. This flour, if it's made up even from the Seira, let's say you have some sourdough mixed into it, and you have Subim, that's the shaft, that's the hard part of the wheat, that's the Psoilus Hadaka, the thin part of the Psoilus, and a Mursnin, that's the Psoilus Agasa, that's the thick part of the Psoilus of the shaft of the wheat. If it's all mixed together, so it's still called a dough, and if you make a dough out of it, it's Chayiv and Chala.
because sometimes people make bread like this, with the mursan and with the suvin inside it. However, what's going to be if first you sifted out your flour? That means nital musonin mitoichon. You first took out all the bad chaff, the hard pieces, out of the flour, and you had pure flour-like. Then, b'chazal ha'teichon, then you...